Triple M's ruined it for breakfast. From Adelaide to around the world, the top three things you need to know.
Oh, Mel. Mel's having a shocker. No. It's her birthday. Turn the microphones on, Mel. Jeez, she's still just looking in the mirror going, it's my birthday today. Come on, Mel.
I'm 41.
I'm not 41.
Oh, no, not really.
Gee whiz.
Get
anyway,
to top three.
Making news, Roo. We've closed a border again. Mel, I'm so worried about this. So 8 new cases in Victoria.
You're worried about it?
I am. Because I kept thinking we were over this, that we were getting better. And
this is the new normal. This is going to... We actually probably get more cases after the vaccine.
Do you think?
All right, well, we'll drop off. Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty normal.
Mm. All right.
Here's... Our intention is, as of midnight, to institute a lockout for the Greater Melbourne area. The current situation we're dealing with is not one that's emerged in the overnight or in the last few hours. We've been watching very closely what's happening, and we also have levels of information regarding their contact tracing and community testing.
Police Commissioner Grant Stevens.
How much does this stuff cost? Like the quarantine just continues to go back to the quarantine every bloody time.
Yeah, so it says Greater Melbourne area. I presume if you live in towns just over the border, if you're in country Victoria, you can travel here.
Yeah, I think
this
is just CBD.
Yeah, so Greater Melbourne.
Well, not CBD, but suburbs.
Yeah, but it's a concern. It really is. Tell us about our latest dumb criminal, Roo.
Well, he's been pinched because he's drawn on number plates. He looks like he's just painted over a number plate. And then got a black texter out and pretty average handwriting with the letters. And then he wrote underneath, these are not stolen.
That wouldn't raise any suspicion whatsoever.
No. So anyway, I don't think he tried too hard, that one.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of people stayed up very, very late to see Nick Kyrgios last night. You wouldn't believe it. He saved 2 match points. He actually fought his guts out this time. Because he can be a little bit hit and miss, but...
He was 2 sets to 1 down and a break.
Yep, so saved 2 match points and he got there. So if you missed it last night, he fought his way through. Let's have a listen to him.
If you were in my head, I actually was just thinking about just all the shit I was going to cop if I lost that match. Honestly, I don't know how I did that. I don't even know what to say. I'm lost for words, honestly. That is one of the craziest matches I've ever played. But I'll just...
So now he plays Dominic Thiem in the next round, who's a pretty good player. A
very good player. That bloke was seeded number 29. I mean, for Kyrgios to do that and hasn't played in a 5-setter for a year, that is a massive effort. And
wonder how he'll pull up. How sore and tired will he be? So they get a day off in between matches normally. But, let's see if he can keep going.
An insight to the mindset of a one of the world's best tennis players. He's just... worried about the negativity. What if I lose? What are they going to write? How much shit am I going to copy? In his words.
But so quite seriously, you've said that to me about your career as well. You said some weeks going out to play as a Crow that there was that sort of pressure. Wasn't
you're
there?
Always thinking about that, but he's thinking about what they're going to write. You just have pressure to perform every time. There's no doubt about that. Like even the best players get nervous. Plug a locket used to spew before every game.
Really? Yeah.
People would, McLeod used to do it in the toilet next to me when I was doing it.
Is that right?
So that happens quite a lot. So it's quite normal, but he sounds like he's, more on the dark side of the nerves.
Yeah. And just finally, a story close to home. What about the Strathalbyn pigeon shooter?
This is amazing. I hadn't heard about
this. No, I hadn't either. But a fella walking around the main streets of Strathalbyn with a rifle.
Hired to shoot the pigeons on the top of a shopping centre at 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Couldn't get much more peak out.
So a local cafe owner tackled him to the ground.
Thought he was a nutter,
and
obviously.
And now he's been done for assault.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that shouldn't go to court.
There's something wrong about this. Walking around with a rifle shooting pigeons at 4 p.m.
Not a good look. With a big gun, I mean, if you see the picture in the paper,
make a bit of noise.
Yeah, so you can see kids walking over from school, going, "My God, there's a nutter
feathers
on the loose."
Feathers flying every. Yes, surely that'd have to be. You know, the street would be closed off or something.
A bit unnerving. Yeah.
He's a plumber.
Rudy's plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Oh, very good morning to you, Rudy.
Good morning to you, Dits, and good morning to you, Roo. I'll tell you what, I've got something very interesting to drop on you two gentlemen today. And hello to everybody listening to Triple M in Adelaide as I was driving down Flinders Street.
Yeah.
In my ute, preparing to go off to work. I thought, my name is Rudy Vanderstone.
Yeah.
You know what that is a combination of?
What?
Roo and Dits. Rudy.
Oh.
It's almost like I am like your love child.
I like
after you got drunk one night and then just took off your clothes and into a weird embrace, which you probably do after the Christmas party.
He's done that. Yeah.
Let's hop into today's target, shall we? I am Rudy Vanderstone, and this is Rudy's TV review. Gentlemen, with the advent of a new year comes a whole raft of Australian drama and comedy to hate.
Yeah.
And nobody makes more hateful drama or comedy than the ABC.
Oh, the ABC.
Have either of you ever actually sat through an episode of Rosehaven? A comedy.
Rosehaven?
A comedy about a real estate agency in Tasmania. Now, I know the premise sounds funny, but this real estate agency sucks so badly they couldn't sell a joke or buy a laugh.
Really?
I feel sorry for Celia Pecola, trapped in a nightmare with everybody's favourite squeaking eunuch wrangler, Luke McGregor.
Oh.
When I say favourite, I'm joking. Now,
because that's out of a field of one, isn't it?
I've gotten off the track of what I meant to be reviewing, and that is the tasty new morsel that the ABC have produced with our hard-earned tax dollars, Aftertaste.
Aftertaste.
There seems to be a lot of money around, actually, at the moment, if you're prepared to shoot your series in rural Australia.
Yep.
The Tasmanian government have funded Rosehaven, and the South Australian Film Commission and the government is funding Aftertaste because it was shot in the Adelaide Hills.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Up where Dits lives.
Yeah.
There's a lot of beautiful countryside up there, and of course, you know, it's a great foodies destination, so they tie all that in.
They could have asked me to be an extra. I could have stood in the corner or something.
Well, actually, you could have been a star of it. Now, I've got a sitcom in development called The Asshole of the Earth, set in Melbourne.
Right.
I wonder if the Victorian government will get behind that.
Yeah, you're every chance.
Aftertaste is about a high-profile chef that returns to his hometown after assaulting a food critic in Shanghai with a suckling pig.
Right.
It's actually a great opening scene. The wine goes slow-mo off the table and the female critic gets a suckling pig right across the head. Maybe I could give the moon man some advice there. Anyway, I wish somebody would have assaulted me with a suckling pig so I don't have to watch the ABC ever again.
Oh.
The only good bit about this show is that the ABC have made it okay to fat shame again.
It's fat girls play their wacky, zany, funny card.
Thank God somebody beat me to it because she is a fatty bombarder. That bird, I'll tell you about it. No, let's call a spade a spade. Or in her case, a shovel. Now, the most confusing thing about this show is that it isn't named after a verb, a noun, or an intangible noun like every other ABC drama, preceded with the definite article the. I'll run you through a list of all of the shows available on iView. The Missing, The Cry, The Slap, The Game, The Dam, The Killing, The Drowning, all actual shows or a real noun. Harrow, Vera, Stella, Annie. These are actual shows that we pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming up with the titles for this rubbish? To finish today's review, the aftertaste that Aftertaste left was as if I had performed an indecent act on an animal in a Wuhan wet market. Please eat me raw so I never have to watch this entree of hell again.
Rudy.
Stick a fork in me. I'm done. I hate it. Goodbye.
How many stars?
Oh, there is no stars. Put me in a rocket ship and send me into outer space so I never have to hear television again.
Rudy. You've outdone yourself this week. See you, Rudy.
See you, Rudy.
This is 104.7 Triple M.
Get out of bed, don't hit snooze. Turn on Triple M, you can't lose. It's ruined, it's for breakfast.
Oh, hello on this Thursday morning. Rudy Vanderstone always comes along on a Thursday. We've heard from him this morning. If you missed it, we'll play it again for you later on. But the big story today is that Roo goes under the knife.
I do go under the knife today, get the plums snipped. So I had to do a bit of preparation work last night.
How did the prep go?
It went pretty well, actually. Yeah.
How many people were involved?
Fraction of blood, but not a lot. Only two. So, got the job done there. I'll replay. Did a bit of audio, just, keep everyone informed about how it all unfolded. And then the doctor.
We've got your doc coming on.
The job's coming on later on as well.
Well, he's got the world in his hands today. He's got the big, big job.
He has Tommy Jonas, Port Adelaide captain, Timmy Vince, Triple M farmer. And my old man might even be coming on later to give you some tips on how to improve your bowling tonight.
Really? Is he a bit of an aficionado,
very good,
is he?
Very good bowler.
Really?
Very good bowler.
Murray in the Murray.
Murray from the Murray.
Hey, Roo, I'm wondering, I just want to ask you a question. Tell me if this is a little bit unfair, but with everyone having to quarantine that comes from overseas, bearing in mind there have been 3 million COVID cases in France, okay, alone. 3 million. Mm. So you could say it's rife over there and in parts of Europe. The head of the naval group has arrived in Adelaide. Now, this is the big submarine and shipbuilding contract we've won down at Osborne.
Yep.
And he doesn't have to go to a hotel. They're letting him do his own thing. He's gone to a house.
Yep.
Pierre-Éric
quarantining there.
Pommelet is his name.
Yep.
Yeah, but why doesn't he have to follow the same rules as everyone else?
Don't know. Maybe there's just too much on the at stake for the state. Maybe, I don't know. But you'd think he'd be able to do his work in a hotel room, just like you can in a house. But it's a bit weird. But there's been a lot of weird things happening at Triple M this morning. Fair to say, when you do brekkie radio, some days are harder than others to be anywhere near 100%.
Mm.
And I think it's fair to say, you and I, at this stage, are holding this station together, aren't we?
Just. It is just.
Mel's walked
in. Teetering.
Mel's walked in, the button pusher here. Didn't even know it was her birthday. No. She's been up for half an hour.
Mm.
What sort of person does not realise it's their own birthday?
Alice said, happy birthday, Mel. Mel went,
Oh, my God, it is. Oh, my God. But yet, when we forget an anniversary or something, we're the worst people
terrible.
In the world.
Yeah.
So Mel's having a bad day. Yeah. You were just talking about the naval boss, who the CEO. Matt O'Reilly, who's actually our boss and supposed to be the smartest bloke here and the most important bloke here.
Yeah.
He said, why would the naval boss not have to quarantine?
Yeah.
What does Naval do?
Yeah, what do they do? What company is that?
What does the Naval do?
And we said, wouldn't it be Naval Group by any chance?
So
forever to be known by us as the Naval Group down there at Osborne.
Fair to say our boss is a little bit off the boil as well today. And then I said, gee, what about Bernard Tomic having a go at Fitzy?
Yeah.
I mean, just said he's the worst commentator ever. And then Alice the Wag's gone, who, Fitzy from Triple M, who is our interstate boss?
Yeah.
We said, no, John Fitzgerald, the champion tennis player from, what's his town? Kibale?
Cockalichie
kid. Isn't it? She's never even heard of the Cockalichie kid.
No. So we are surrounded by idiots, basically.
So is it just us two?
I don't know. We are holding this flimsy organisation together.
Well, let's do our best, Dits.
All right. It's a big job.
Triple M's ruined Dits for breakfast. The top three things you need to know.
More cases in Melbourne, Roo. And as of midnight last night, the borders have been closed. I think 8 new cases over there. Let's hear from Police Commissioner Grant Stevens.
We already have police officers on our checkpoints with the Victorian border. We'll be reassessing that subject to what activities we see in Victoria in relation to potentially increasing the number of places we have checkpoints.
Yep, I think this is just the normal thing that's going to happen from time to time. Little outbreaks, little clusters, mainly because of quarantine. We keep saying it. For some reason, we don't tighten the rules around workers there and how it can get out. I know Grant Stevens himself said on this show it's too much of an ask to do it. Well, double their pay because doing what they're doing now costs a fortune.
Mm. And it's not
absolute
working.
Absolute fortune.
I mean, it's working, by and large, but we are still having these outbreaks, aren't we?
Every state's had a quarantine hotel outbreak.
Yep.
It's not getting much better.
Hey, there's a warning this morning of a tsunami, which is quite frightening.
7.7 on the Richter scale, this earthquake, fair way from Australia, but they're saying it could have a tsunami effect at Lord Howe Island and even New Zealand. So you don't get tsunami warnings very often, do you?
No.
So let's hope that somehow it doesn't happen.
Now, you have the situation from time to time where the kids grab your phones and mess around with it
or
your technology. Have you seen what happened to this lawyer over in the United States?
Hilarious. They were doing a Zoom meeting to do some sort of trial, and I don't know if it was the kids or the wife had got to the lawyer and put a cat filter on him. So they're trying to do a serious court case, and we'll have a listen.
You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
This is in the courtroom. So the kids have put one of those animal filters on where every time you talk, you are, the face of a cat talking. The mouth's moving, the eyes are moving.
You've got to see it. It is funny. What about the bloke? I'm not a cat. Really?
Yeah.
You can talk. Anyway, down at Strathaven, we had a bit of a hiccup down there. A pest controller was hired to go shoot some pigeons, which is bad enough anyway, at 4 o'clock in the arvo, shooting pigeons in the main street of Strath.
Walking along with a full-blown rifle.
Yeah.
How unsettling. Like, 4 o'clock, kids walking home from school or whatever.
Mm.
So you would think, is this bloke a nutter or what?
So the cafe owners thought, shit, is this bloke a nutter? Yeah. And gone and tackled him to the ground and trying to stop him.
And now he's facing assault charges. He's had to go to court.
Oh, come on. This is a bloody comedy of errors. But anyway, Strath's a good town. Don't be frightened to go down there if you hear the odd gunshot.
All right. That's what's making news. I'll tell you what the biggest news today is, though, that Roo goes under the knife today. He's about to be gelded. We'll find out how things went last night with the preparation at home.
What a goal!
Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
Ah, for those who couldn't stay up right until the end, Nick Kyrgios has fought it out. He saved two match points and got up in five sets. He was 2-1 down against Frenchman Hugo Humbert.
And Kyrgios completes the comeback.
Yeah, amazing fighting spirit there from Kyrgios. And,
yeah, hadn't played a Grand Slam match for 12 months, so he wouldn't have been fit and went the distance.
Yep, now comes up against Dominic Thiem in the next round, who's a very, very good player.
He is good.
Our own boy, Tanasi Kokkinakis, today in action in his second round match. He takes on Stefanos Tsitsipas, who's a very, very good player. But here he is, Tanasi, talking about his win in the first round.
At 5-5, I felt this massive roar and massive cheer from the crowd. I started tearing up. It was a bit of a soft moment, but it was just so much stuff behind the scenes to get back to that point that not a lot of people realise, apart from like my team and friends and family. So, definitely got a bit emotional.
He's been through so much. He really has. Yeah. Injury-wise, he's had a couple of shoulder operations. And, Rui, we get to talk to him sometimes down at Next Generation. What a great lad.
Yep, he is a really, really good South Australian lad. So, fingers crossed he can keep out on the court and keep showing off his Kmart shirts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wish him all the best because we really, really do love him. He's a real gentleman. So good luck to Tanasi today.
On the other hand, Bernard Tomic, what a flog. John Fitzgerald is one of the nicest blokes you would ever meet.
He's a gentleman.
Now, Fitzy's had a crack at Bernard because he wasn't chasing down shots. He was basically giving up out in the court, which you just don't do when you're at the Australian Open.
In his criticism, he was right.
He's saying,
this lad's
He's given up, throwing the towel in.
He's not fulfilling his potential. Fitzy's actually saying the lad can play. Tomic can really, really play.
Well, he used to be his mentor, didn't he?
Yeah, he's just not fulfilling his potential.
John Fitzgerald said on commentary that he didn't think you'd be back at the Australian Open. Is that a bit harsh, you think?
You know, of course it is. I mean, but, you know, he's probably the worst commentator I've ever seen in my life as well.
He just laughed.
Yeah. What do you say about Bernard Tomic?
The worst commentator ever.
Yeah. Anyway, it explains itself, doesn't
it? He's a full-ball flogger.
Let's move on. Let's talk a bit of footy, shall we? On the back of the Collingwood situation, now the man that you see wearing the gold jacket in the cheer squad for the Magpies, Joffa, joined the Rush Hour boys yesterday.
I think there's a few journalists in town and a few people on the left side of politics that wouldn't have been able to look themselves in the mirror this morning, because what happened yesterday was disgraceful. The witch hunt worked very well and very successfully, and I'm very sad for Ed, and I'm sad for Collingwood.
talking about the Eddie Maguire situation. Mm. Now, it's understood there are already 40 candidates lining up to replace Andrew Fagan as Adelaide's chief executive down at the Crows. Here's the Channel 7 report from last night.
7 News has been told in excess of 40 candidates have been canvassed to take over from Andrew Fagan. A designated board subcommittee, including Chairman John Olsen and footy director Mark Rusciuto, will make the final call on the club's next boss, which is expected to be finalised in early March.
Hello, the kingmaker's at it again.
No, I'm just one of 5 sitting on the committee, and then we'll get down to 2 or 3, take it to the board, and the board will make the decision.
All right, and just finally, this is great news for Adelaide United. Craig Goodwin has returned from overseas. He had a stint over there in Saudi Arabia, but he's a very good player, Roo, so that's a big signing for Adelaide United. Well done. Speaking of which, Triple M and RAA are giving you the chance to win $1,000 cash at Adelaide United home games. To enter, just head to triplem.com.au. RAA Insurance, for locals, by locals.
On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Oh, that's a terrific pass by Jonas.
Please welcome
Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas.
Oh, the number one man down at the power is on. Tommy Jonas, good morning.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, yeah. Tommy.
Roo keeps saying Port Adelaide just doing their business quietly at the moment. We're reading a lot about the Crows and hearing about the Crows, but not so much your mob. But what I do hear, though, is that everyone's fit and firing and the whole squad's on the track, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I think we're fortunate in that respect that we didn't have any major surgery over the break, but you know what it's like this time of year, everyone's well beaters, so we just got to wait till the real stuff before we find out where everyone's really at.
How'd you feel on grand final day, Tommy? Were you sitting there watching going, I reckon we should be out there, I reckon we could have beaten these guys?
Oh, you always like to think that, but I had a couple of beers by that stage, being the night granny, so I wasn't paying too much attention. Yeah, it's obviously disappointing, but they're not easy to get in or win, so that's going to be our goal again this year.
Tell us about Alir, one of the new players at the club. I reckon this fella could have a real cult following with Port Adelaide this year.
Yeah, hats off to Cripper and Chief over the break. They got a couple, some really quality people in, and yeah, he's just a great swing man. He replaced Westy and can sort of go anywhere. So I think you saw the great footy he played when Sydney were up and going across half back there, being able to intercept. So he'll be pushing for a spot in the team come round one, and whether it's forward or back, we're not sure, but that's a nice luxury to have.
What do you think you're going to play him forward?
Well, I mean, that's what he sort of brings. He can go in the ruck a little bit, he can play forward, he can come down back and give someone a chop out or drift across half back. So I think that's one of his strengths.
Well, you're worried he's going to take your spot down back, are you?
There's a few boys getting a little bit nervous down there. There's some fellas training pretty well. So, yeah, I've got to stay on my toes.
Have you had to try and catch a Razi out training yet?
Oh, I just tell him, mate, that's not my job to catch blokes like you. Stick
squash
clear of me, otherwise you'll be, you'd be lying flat on your back.
Now, Tommy, everywhere I go, Port Adelaide fans, I play golf every Wednesday at Grange, and there's a heap of Port people down there going, how are we going to go this year? Oh, I'm excited. It's a good young squad.
Well, so they're asking you, are they?
Yeah, because apparently I know. But everyone's up and about. But I want to look at this forward line just for a moment with you. You mentioned Alir might go forward, but hang on. So big Charlie Dixon. Todd Marshall, at times Peter Laddams goes in there. Now, I want to see more of Georgiadis. What an exciting player he could be. And then you throw in Robbie Gray, Connor Rosie, Zach Butters, Fantasia. This is unbelievable,
Tommy.
You're
not going to be able to fit them all in.
How on earth is how do you see the forward line looking?
Yeah, I think hopefully a couple of those blokes will drift through the midfield from time to time, and it'll just be really competitive for spots. You've probably forgot Motlop and Farrell, who will be going through there as well. So it's a good problem to have. And we know what it's like when season rolls around. There'll be probably injury from time to time and blokes fall out of form. So it's nice, and I'm glad I'm not going to be Kenny this year.
Is Georgiadis training well? Is he looking good?
Yeah, he was a bit slow getting going after the break, but now he's flying. He's sitting on a few blokes' heads, so he's another one I try to start away from.
Beautiful.
Fair dinkum. Ditz was nearly asleep for the last hour before your segment, Tommy. If you've woken him up, thank God. Hey, tell us about the Port Adelaide movie. I'm hearing great things about it.
Yeah, well, I had 13 sold-out sessions last week, I think, so got out of the blocks pretty quick. But it's basically just a film about Port Adelaide told through the eyes of the community and supporters and volunteers, and it also goes into our 150th year last year, and you know, the challenges that we faced during that time. So I think it's going to be running at Wallace Theatres for the next couple of weeks. So get down there and check it out if you're a sporting fan or a Port fan.
Yeah, they say no matter what you're interested in, even if it's not footy, it's good to watch. But I heard Kane Corns is a bit upset he didn't get much of a rock part in the movie.
Surprise, surprise.
Anyway, mate.
Hey, now tell us before you go, how's the wine situation going? Have you got plenty of stock?
Yeah, it's going all right. And from what I hear, I might need to brew a few bottles for tonight. Is that what I'm hearing?
Maybe. Yeah, send a couple through, mate.
I thought you were going for double figures, Roo.
No.
Q in the rack. Hey, I got some Hey Diddle Port over the break too, which was very nice.
Yeah. Hey Diddle Port.
Yeah, they released a port. Yeah, beautiful.
Have you released a port?
Yeah, for the 150th year, we did a little commemorative drop. So,
cashing in on the 150th year.
good on you, Tommy. Thanks for joining us, mate, and keep training hard. And when's your first game? When's your first trial game?
We've got a little internal scrap this weekend, so that'll be a good start. And then I don't think we're...
The Mighty Crows on the 27th.
There you go, Roo. That's it. 27th.
Yeah. Look out.
So just ease your way into it with the wooden spooners from last year.
Hey, Diz, come on.
Yeah, he's cockeyed. Anyway,
all right,
Tommy.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Tommy Jonas here on
good
Triple
chat,
M.
Boys.
See you, Tommy.
Big, big day coming up for Roo, heading into hospital to go under the knife.
Yes, got the kids to bed last night by about 8:30, and Sarah was going to sit on the couch and have a cup of tea and just chill out for a bit. And I said, no, we've got a job to do. You got to shave my plums. She goes, do it yourself. I said, I don't know how to do it. I've never done it before. God. Come and help me, please. So this is how it unfolded.
Here we go. Got the Jazz crackers out here, and we're going to go over the scissors first. Let's do a bit of a
get
through the forest. First time in 45 years. Let's be careful. It's a bit dangerous having the scissors around my plums. I've never done this before. Snip, snip.
Pretty grey hairs in here.
Grey hairs. I'm going to lose a bit of weight here, trimming all these hairs off.
You might be able to stick them on your head.
So young blokes do this all the time, do they?
I don't know.
Don't make it, you don't know.
How am I supposed to know that?
The old fella looks bigger already.
No, it looks smaller. I've got big
balls, I've got... Getting the short back and sides.
Am I supposed to do underneath or how far are we supposed to go?
You're going to just... I don't know, he just said get a bold.
Do you do the top bit? Or
right, let's put the scissors down and go to the razor, to the clippers. Okay, we've done a bit of a edging with the scissors, now we're going to the clippers. Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, yeah.
This is good.
With the old scars from the old operations coming out. Careful.
Oh, sorry. What's that there?
It's a ball bag. Careful, you got to stretch it.
Oh.
I've got feelings, you know.
I wasn't already examined it this closely. Get to get down and get underneath. These little hands look like Yoda.
Nothing more will I teach you today.
Get a haircut and get a real job.
Is that what my sack looks like? I've never seen it before.
Very
oh, hang on. She's going down underneath. Welcome to the jungle.
We got fun and games. Oh, my God.
Oh, that tickles a bit.
This is gross.
All right, we've had the scissors. We've had the clippers. Now we're just going the old big razor. Go easy, because this is when you could do some damage.
I might need a bit of...
Bit of foam.
Yeah. Geez, you're rough.
What do you reckon?
I think that's good.
Job done. Thanks, bud. Ready to get the snip.
Click, go the shears, boys. Click, click, click. Wide is his blow and his hand.
There right, so have you come out of it?
I'm nude.
Now, what about all the wrinkly bits? You had to get in between.
You stretch it
out.
Yeah, stretch it.
Moisturise afterwards?
I did put a little bit of moisturizer.
I thought you would.
Anyway,
so is Sarah available to do this for other people or not?
Bit of part time
work. Out of business.
What's it going to be like in 3 or 4 days' time when it starts growing back? That'll be horrible.
Oh, yeah. Prickly and itchy.
What was yours like when you.
Yeah, very prickly.
Very prickly.
Yep.
All right.
No good.
Straight out of Stansbury, it's Timmy Vince, the Triple M farmer. For Centurion Steel, a farmer's friend. From fencing and sheds to rainwater tanks, centurion.com.au.
Yes, all thanks to Centurion out there at 99 Cavan Road. Hey, let's get him in. Roo, I wonder, what does a farmer do when, so they're not reaping, they're not seeding, what do they do? I mean, all day. No, seriously, let's find out. Tim Vince, the Triple M farmer, good morning.
We work very hard.
Well, we're doing what? What are you doing?
Well, yesterday I measured up a shed ready for when I come down. I've got to get a quote from the mighty Centurion. I hope they look after me. You blokes think they will.
So you need a new shed.
Absolutely, they will now.
Yeah, well, that's good.
All right, measuring. Yeah. So measured up something. What? So that was 10 metres by 5 metres. You ought to tape measure. What else did you do?
Yeah. Now we're digging a hole, Dixon. This will help you.
What are you digging a hole
digging
for?
Digging a hole for a septic. Put sand on the toilet in. Serena's sick of the mess you leave when you come over.
Putting in an outside toilet.
Yeah. Over by the dog yard. So you'd be able to look out over the country and your dog
nice.
While you relax in the morning.
There is nothing better than an outdoor dunny.
Yeah.
Nah,
I've got one at my place.
Especially on a farm.
I've got one up at Harndorff.
You wouldn't use it. You'd be scared of a spider.
I get kicked out. I get sent out there all the time.
What, to the outdoor dunny?
Of course I do.
Who runs your joint?
Well, obviously not me.
No.
Hey, Tim, now tell me, I've heard on the grapevine, tell us about your venture into scotch making.
Scotch making, no, I haven't actually ventured into it, but we're looking at it. We've got a kind of barley got to go to Clare, and we're going to make some scotch. How do you reckon that'll go?
Oh, no.
So you got to make your own scotch?
Whose
brainchild was this?
Well, it's the Megans that I share farm for. They own the Stansbury Hotel and a couple of hotels in Adelaide, and they want to run their own brand. So I said, yeah, I can supply the grain. That's no problem as long as I get a case.
Yeah.
So Stansbury whiskey.
Antonio whiskey, I think, which is it's got a bit of a ring to it. Try saying that when you've had a couple of bottles.
Hey, you'd be broke, wouldn't you?
Well, things are tough, dude. Yeah.
Another wedding. That's the fourth wedding you've had to pay for.
Yeah, that was, and it was large too. I was a bit worried about it. You align all the Vinces in one spot.
Well, we heard Bernie on air on Monday, and he sounded awful.
Yeah, he's rusty. Yeah, I kept a bit of a lid on it early. I thought, well, you've just got to be careful with all those Vinces there. Something's going to go down.
Yeah.
And in the end, I thought, just let it happen. So, me and Bern were about on the same page by the end of it.
So do you go 50-50 with these weddings or what?
I don't even get involved in it, Roo. I just let Serena handle all the finances.
What, she's got the purse strings?
Yeah, she's very good with it. I think we all just kick in. I don't think one person buys the grog and one buys the cake anymore. I think you just chuck in and make sure it's all covered.
Yeah. Right. Now before you let go, is there some sort of mice plague happening on York Peninsula?
There's not a plague yet, but there's a lot of mice.
Really?
The numbers are starting to build. Yeah.
Well,
what happens is they eat the grain that is left in the paddock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not so bad because we run a lot of sheep, and the sheep also eat that grain, which then starves the mice out. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of croppers now don't have any sheep, and so any heads of grain or anything that rattles out or shakes out of the crop lands on the ground, and that's just like a larder for the mice. They only need a couple of grains and they breed another 10 of themselves, so they turn
so
the
numbers. How do you eradicate them?
With bait and cold, wet weather will fix them as well, because their holes get wet and they freeze. They get too cold.
Tim, this will surprise you, but Ditz is a very, very good mouse catcher. I've seen him with a mouse trap with two in one trap.
Yes, yeah. I've double heard banger. About that. Heard about that. Yeah, only
Ditz
could do that.
Yeah, I'll catch him with my bare hands if I come over.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm like a cat.
Now, you've seen my big mouse red cat. Trap. I should patent that, the old
the old tip over centre, drops them in the bucket.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll have to knock one up for you, Dick.
All right, if you could. Thanks for that.
They are, you know, you don't have to be there to set them. That's what I like. You come out in the morning, you've got half a bucket full of mice.
Okay, and by the way, that photo that you sent me in the when you were holidaying, I reckon you had too many whiting in the bucket.
No, we were just one under.
Oh, I tell you what, I reckon you were over.
Actually, I wasn't happy, Roo. We thought we had our 30, and we had one. The last one I pulled in was only just size. He was good by half a centimetre.
Right.
The skipper of the boat threw him back in, and when we counted, we had 29.
Oh,
so,
no.
There's nearly a blue on the boat. Oh.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, that was good too. I would have brought some down, but we ate them all.
Yeah. We're used to the waiting a bit longer than what you say.
All right, good on you, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, boys. Keep up the good work.
Good luck with that new big shed too. All thanks to Centurion Steel, a farmer's friend. From fencing and sheds to rainwater tanks, centurion.com.au.
This is 104.7 Triple M. Turn the radio up when you're in the car. Mark Rusciuto and Chris Dimmer ruined it for breakfast.
Oh, a special day here in the breakfast team room. Mel the Button Pusher's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mel.
Thank you.
Yeah. What are you doing today, Mel? Anything special?
Nothing today, but tonight, dinner at the pub at our local at the Hampstead with the whole family.
You're allowed back there, are you?
Yeah, they've let me back in now. Okay. The buffet's closed.
Okay.
Is the buffet still closed?
It is. Now it's just full of pot plants instead of delicious salads and cheesy potatoes. And
the way you go, I can see. No, she can.
I tried.
I'll see her plough through them as well, don't worry.
Yeah, I discovered they were fake.
All right, we'll have
a bit chewy.
Lovely night.
Thank you.
Good work.
All right.
Hey Ditz, I've got my old man coming on later on.
Muzz.
Yeah, well, you need some tips in your lawn bowls. I know
Thursday night tonight, night hours, yep, for the second
up, but last week you were rained out. So my old man, bit of a, not a bad bowler from the bush, so.
Really?
Yeah, he'll give you a few tips a little bit later on.
Is he a bit of a country champion, is he?
No, he's just a... just a social bowler from Wakery.
Solid performer.
On and off the rink.
Right.
And my doctor's coming on to give me a bit of a heads up on what I am in for this morning.
This is like $1 million operation
I'm getting my balls trimmed in about 2 hours. I can't believe it.
So the surgeon with the steady hands who's going to do this job, he's going to join us.
They burn your tubes. They don't tie them in a knot anymore.
I thought they used to cut them.
They cut them and burn them.
What do you mean burn them? That sounds painful.
It does sound
painful. So you're going under the full...
I'm getting knocked out, though. I like getting knocked out anyway.
You are?
Yeah.
All right, try the old trick. Where you can count backwards to? You start at 10.
I'll let you know.
How far are you going to get?
Yeah. All right.
As we'll he injects it. The anaesthetist, when he says, right, here we go. Yeah, just start counting back from 10, see how far you go.
All right.
Little game we like to play.
Beautiful. Bit of fun. Rudy Vanderstone's going to join us next.
About to talk to the doctor in just a moment. He's got the big, big job today. What's his name, Roo?
Dr. Richard Wells.
They call him Fingers Wells, don't they? He's got the big job today.
Well, there's a few texts on the Automasters text line here. Roo should have rang Jim's mowing to get that job done. This was after we shaved there before. Tell Roo I didn't have to shave when I had mine done. Reckon they're just having a laugh at your expense. So, Michael said, Roo, hope your procedure's not a balls up. Oh, Alice thinks that's funny. Michael from Salisbury said, I had my snip done all in 20 minutes in the chair. There you go. Plenty of people having their say about
it. All right. We'll get the doc on in just a moment. Roo's going under the knife today. Ruined it's on Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined it's for breakfast, Roo. I've seen you just a little bit
nervous.
I was going to say
nerves.
Testy, but that might be the wrong word to use.
But you I am thinking a lot about my testy.
You're a bit on edge.
I am on edge.
So today you go in for the snip.
Yeah.
Backing out.
I know there's not.
No, I'm asking you. Are you going to go through with it?
Yeah, I'm going through.
Because that's it. Once it's done, it's done.
Well, I know it is. Yeah. But I think I've done my bit for...
All right. Now, the man on the tools today, so to speak. I've got many puns. The man on the tools, Dr. Richard Wells. Good morning.
Good morning, Dick. Good morning, Ruth.
Now, you know, this is a very, very, very important penis and testicles. This isn't just your average. Don't mess this up.
This is a VIP one, a very important set. Absolutely.
Very important penis. Yeah.
VIP. Now, Dr. Richard, what sort of patient has he been so far in the consultative process, if I could call it that? Has he been easy to deal with? Has he been nervy? How would you describe him?
Oh, no, he's been very very easy to deal with. He knows it's a simple procedure. He did give me a very interesting text last night, which leads me down the pathway of patients commonly asking things. He sent me a text and said, "Doc, weird question, but do I have to shave my balls totally or just a bit shortish?"
Now, so, what is your response
to that?
What
is the answer?
Well, just like your head, Roo, bald is better. Bald. So that's the best way to go.
What's the issue with hair when we have operations? I had my knee done recently, had to shave the knee. What's the story with that?
Well, it's mainly just making sure it doesn't get caught in the wounds, and when it's cleaner and neater, and there's a smaller risk of infection. So that's the real issue.
Right.
But you do have to be pretty careful about listening to your mates. I had one chap who was told he needed a full body wax from nipples to knees. And so he came in as bald as a badger. So you don't have to go the full body.
Have you had any funny mishaps or anything go on with any of these operations or...?
Well, I mean, it is part of my job where, we deal a lot with cancer. So it's a more lighthearted side of the job. And men are commonly worried in this about losing their manhood. And there are no issues with it, which I should say whatsoever. But one chap who had it done many years ago under local, he had his wife with him and then he drove home. He may have even driven to the country and he rang back and spoke to one of our nurses and said, "Look, just can you let the doctor know? We pulled over on the side of the road and had a quick session. It's all working well."
Oh, beautiful. Well, that's good feedback.
Yeah, but don't you have to have about 60 sessions before you're safe? Otherwise,
baby. What he did is not recommended, absolutely. Yeah. So that does get onto your question about the zero count, Roo. I mean, it's something that I get patients that say, "Look, can you just write me a note so that I can have my wife or partner... for the next 3 to 6 months, anytime I want it, any position, day or night." So if you drop me in a couple of bottles of wine, we can sort that out.
Yeah, I can do that.
Now, what about afterwards? Because I haven't been through this. Is it true that they can be up like soccer balls for a while or not?
Look, I mean, that is very unlucky and very uncommon. The biggest friend to people after the vasectomy is the bag of frozen baby peas.
Right.
Don't go the black and gold. Go the top shelf peas for this lot.
So don't have peas important at Roo's joint for a few weeks if you go around there, because they would have been on his golf. Yeah.
Well, you might get some on Friday morning on the show if you like.
All right. So we're in about an hour from now, Doc. I'll hopefully see you soon, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. Dr. Richard Wells. Boy, what a big job he's got ahead of him.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Ditch is second up from a spell tonight at the Lawn Bowls at Harndorff, and you were washed out last week.
These are my conditions, Roo. I will thrive in these warm conditions.
You dominated at the supper, so you did well there. But I thought I'd get my old man on, who's a very good bowler from Wakeree back in the old days.
All right.
And I thought he might be able to give you a few tips on
very nice.
How to play the game.
All right.
Good morning, Dad.
Good morning.
Hey, Mars, can I just say, I've had a lot of feedback. People are missing you because of your tips. When you gave us a couple of tips last year, they always got up. So any chance we could get some more from you?
I was disappointed you didn't ring me back.
Yeah, well, I think your son got a bit jealous, to be honest. You were doing too well.
I was sitting on the end of the table doing my word search, and I'm waiting for the call, and you didn't ring.
Yeah, all right.
We'll ring you tomorrow.
Righto.
Today, though, just want you to give Ditz a few tips on how to play lawn bowls properly.
Right, Ditz.
Yeah.
Lawn bowls is just like golf. If you play a bad shot, it's your fault.
Oh, thanks. Right. Let's try and prevent him from doing that.
So before you go out, have a couple of beers.
Right. Relax a bit.
And just relax.
Righto.
Yeah, good idea.
All right. So now I'm having trouble with my length. I mean, we only got to play one end last week.
You've always had trouble.
Yeah, but I'm always a bit short. I'm a bit too scared to go into the gutter. How do you get the length right all the time? Is there a trick to that?
Well, you always stand on the mat, and on your rink, on the bank, the other end, there's two pegs.
Yep.
Or two markers.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go right hand, you always face to that marker.
Yeah.
Right. And when you bowl, when you release the bowl, you always have it in your mind. This is a long end.
Right.
So you let the ball go and you release it with your fingers.
With your fingers.
Bit of feel in the fingers.
Yeah. Don't just sort of push it with your hand.
Right.
You use your fingers like tapping a baby in the bum.
Okay. Caress it a little bit. Bit of caressing.
Right. Tapping a baby on the bum.
Or my wife.
So if you go the other way, if you go the back end, right, you turn that way, always face that peg on the end.
Yeah.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
And you don't bowl outside the peg. You use that as a guide.
Yeah, step straight at it.
Yeah.
So if it's a long end, you let your fingers go a little bit harder.
Right, eh? Mm-hmm. All right.
Not a finger all in
if
the
it's
fingers.
A short end, if it's a short end, you do the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? You do the same thing. Now, if you want to have a ping, right, there's a line down the middle of the cord, the bowling green.
Yeah.
You stand to the side of that line, right, and you follow through with your hand.
Yeah. You're allowed to have a ping?
Oh, shit. If you're the skipper and they holding all the shots,
knock them over.
Hey, Dad, I'll give you a tip.
I used to love pinging.
Ditz is not the skipper, Dad. Yeah. I can tell you that. They usually get him out of the way.
You know, when
it was
you
a bit of a mutiny.
You know when you bowl a good one, because a lot of the times I used to follow the ball down, you got that feeling.
You get excited. You follow it down.
You follow it down.
Yeah, and you start talking to the bowl, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on, get in there.
And if it's windy, you go to whatever way the wind's blowing, you always allow a little bit more for the wind.
See, I hadn't thought of any of these things. All right. Now, tell me, in your day, is there any sledging on a bowling rink or not?
Oh, you're allowed to if you want to.
Yeah, all right. All right, give it
and
a bit of lip.
If you bowl the wrong one, you've got to buy a jug of beer.
Yeah, I know. We learnt that last week because my sister-in-law did it.
When we first started, we had an Italian club team.
Oh.
And we had one bloke. He bowled seven wrong ones for the night.
He was doing it on purpose.
So we had three beers for about 2 weeks.
All right, Muzz.
Thanks for your tips. We'll ring you tomorrow with a winner.
Thanks for that. And I'll
be
listening tomorrow for my score. I'll give you the score out tomorrow about when we win tonight, all right?
All right. Just it's all in your mind.
Right,
that's right.
Oh, okay. Positive. Bloody psychological as well. Right. Your fingers, fingers, my mind.
Okay.
There's a lot
catch
to think of the wind.
Boys.
See you, Muzz.
Drew, I'm just writing all these down. Allow for the wind.
Yeah.
Use my fingers.
Step straight at the
it's all in the mind.
The marker.
Use the marker.
Yep. And if you're gonna ping. Hell. Go straight down the middle.
Right, eh? Oh, that line down the middle. That's something else I've got to write down. All right, Ruined It's here on Triple M.
This is 104.7 Triple M. Get out of bed, don't hit snooze. Turn on Triple M,
you can't lose. It's Ruined It's for breakfast. 8:39 it is, Ruined It's on Triple M. If you couldn't stay up late last night because Kyrgios went into a fifth set, he was 2 sets to 1 down, Roo, and then he fought back. Yeah, and he saved 2 match points. And he got up over the Frenchman, Hugo Humbert.
And Kyrgios completes the comeback.
Amazing victory for him because he hasn't played a Grand Slam for over a year. So he wouldn't have been fit. He would have been potentially been out of nick. But and this is what he said after in the press conference. He had so many doubts in his mind about even when he was playing.
Well, as you know, the media doesn't hold back on me. You know, I feel like there's a lot of expectation on me, you know, not playing for a year. And, you know, I wasn't expecting too much of myself. But, of course, when a match went down, second round exit, I was almost afraid. I was afraid to come into this room, you know, go to my Airbnb and just read about it and take it all in, take all the negativity in that I've already taken. It's not easy to come back and try and put it all behind. And that's what I was thinking about. I was just like, my back's up against the wall and I don't know. I don't know how I got out of it. It was insane.
Good on him. He kept fighting. He saved 2 match points and he got through.
Sounds like he's not the most confident bloke, though, and battles a few demons mentally, but somehow he managed to get through. He doesn't even know how, but maybe he does need a bit of help to get that steered in the right direction.
So he's got a very tough third-round opponent, Dominic Thiem, who's a top-10 player. So, it gets tough for him.
His best is good, though, Kyrgios, isn't it?
Yep, certainly is. Before we came on air today, you mentioned about the streaker again the other day. So what? Just refresh our memories.
Well,
what
happened?
Was
the streaker at the Super Bowl.
Someone
listen
is running on the field. Some guy with a bra is running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Great bit of commentary there, but there's a side story to this. There was a streaker at the Super Bowl, and yes, he was eventually arrested by local police, paid $1,000 to get out of jail, and... The interesting part starts here. He had put on a bet of $50,000 beforehand.
$50,000
at 750-1.
Right.
And collected about $375,000.
Now, the interesting thing is here that the betting company paid out on the bet.
What's interesting about it?
If you
bet on a streaker and there's a streaker, don't you collect? Yeah.
Well, it's kind of an insider job, isn't it? It's kind of insider trading, isn't it?
Well, how's it insider trading?
Well, anyway, Matt O'Reilly, our boss, joined in the debate this morning. You're amazed that they paid out on this bet, aren't you?
I can't believe they paid
out. Why?
And I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Why?
So what's the difference with Nick Kyrgios paying $4.50 against Dominic Thiem in a couple of nights' time? What's the difference between me having 10 grand on Nick Kyrgios and... you know, making sure I drive a car into Dominic Thiem and he can't play the game.
So break his legs or something.
Drive a car into
it? I don't know.
Bit of a dressing.
That's a bit of an overreaction.
Take him out of the equation. What's the difference with that?
Aren't you rigging the outcome, Roo?
It's inside trading.
Just doing a streaker?
Yeah, but you've bet on the fact that there won't be a streaker. Sorry, you bet on the fact there will be a streaker at the Super Bowl.
And then you made sure there is a streaker.
And then you are the streaker. Isn't that... cheating or aren't? Isn't that an inside job?
No,
is it any different to what Jordan Belfort was doing with rigging the stock market?
That's insider trade. That's very different. They're committed to a director and you're not allowed to let out information of a company. That's very different.
I think it's exactly the same.
Well, they've paid out.
Mm.
Anyway, how's the Naval group?
Now we get to what we're really here for, are we?
N-A-V-A-L. What does that spell, Ditz?
Naval, where I came from.
And that was down the port.
Do you know what?
You might want to do a bit of naval gazing. So just look inside yourself for a moment.
Hell are you our boss?
This is our boss, and Triple M here. And this morning said, this fellow doesn't have to quarantine from the, what is it? The Naval Group. What do they do?
I actually turned around and said, I've never heard of the Naval Group. What do they do?
Yeah. We've never heard of them either. I've heard of the Naval Group.
Funnily enough, they actually make submarines.
Yeah. So if you're in France, you join the Navy, do you? I'm in the Navy.
What is the sort of criteria to be a content director?
Mate, I don't know. I'm wondering myself.
All right.
Anyway, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, real pleasure.
Good stuff.
Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez take you to your destination. Nice one, Dez. Call Dez on 133377. DezMinibus.com.au.
On 104.7 Triple M.
I don't even know what we play.
Get ready for the WOTE, the worst of all time.
Boy, did we have a moment in the studio yesterday. I thought I was about to get killed. During one of the ad breaks, I played on Roo's bongos. Well,
don't touch my drums.
Was he protective? Your drums.
I don't
drums.
Blow your harmonica.
I was just having a little play in the corner. God.
Play your role. Haven't you heard about that in the footy side? You bloody play sports where you're just on your own.
I'm an individual. Now, how much have we jackpotted to, Roo?
$300, Ditz.
$300.
Starting to get a little bit tasty.
Let's have a listen to it.
We are bloody hopeless. Seriously. That is garbage. That doesn't sound like anything.
Oh, it does. Come on. It's obvious. 133353. Give us a ring right now. To win $300 thanks to Dez's. You got the minibuses and the cabs. Dez's. They can take you to your next destination. Give us a ring, 133353. Let's have a listen to the song one more time.
Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez take you to your destination. Call Dez on 133377. DezMinibus.com.au.
Ruined Dez for breakfast.
Ooh, that might be our worst single yet.
I hope you like the worst of all time.
Yep, the van tragedy's back. We've jackpotted to $300 today. Who've you got on the blower there, Ruth?
Got Michelle from Seacombe Gardens. G'day, Michelle.
Hello, how you going?
Very, very well. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, okay. Oh,
good on you, Michelle. Lisa Simpson in the background there with her sax. Righto, Michelle, what do you think it is?
I think it's In Excess, Devil Inside.
Ruth, this is the third In Excess guest we've had. We sound like them, do we? Michelle.
They must be. Hutchins will be turning in his grave.
Yeah.
Let's go to Virginia. G'day, Anton.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Anton. What do you think? Who do you think we sound like?
Wild Thing by the Cogs.
The Trogs.
That's very close.
Is that it? For $300.
What are you up to today, Anton?
Not much, mate. Just off to work.
Yeah. What sort of work?
I work at a school in Uncle Vale.
Okay. Good work, mate. Have good a good day. Let's go to Seacliff. G'day, Hayden.
G'day, Roo.
How are you? What do you think it is?
I reckon it. I'm going to have another In Excess start.
Oh, really?
Right. Okay.
Jason, is it?
Which one?
New Sensation.
Is it New Sensation? No. Oh.